agenda, referring back to our first public hearing, which was quite a while ago.
What you wrote?
Which was subdivision 2024-09. Ladies and gentlemen, we are still having a meeting. Ladies and gentlemen, hello, we are still having a meeting. Your hearing's over, ours is not. Thank you. Okay, it happens all the time. This gives me a chance to yell. Okay, that's right. Subdivision 2024-09, Lorraine Brown. This thing is it's a little better than it was last time, but not enough for me to.
Well, let's at least hold the record open so that I can look at all the stuff that was submitted for the first time today, you know.
Okay.
I got to speak up about this. I don't understand how come the chicken farm can have feed trucks, chicken trucks, sawdust trucks, equipment, but this lady can't get permission to have her daughter have a little piece of property. It's awful.
I think the answer to that question may be, because we don't know, that the chicken farm has an easement. The problem is this parcel doesn't have a written easement. It has a prescriptive easement.
I don't think they have an easement for that, from that point of road.
I don't know.
They did, they would have presented it.
I don't know.
I don't think they do.
And maybe we should have asked them.
I think we need to give her access to it and maybe put the easement in for the driveway, like we said, entrance.
I want to find a way to help this lady.
I agree.
Yeah, me too.
For the same reason you're saying, you know, but kicking the can down the road,
it was still a muddy mess tonight.
It's not a good idea.
Yeah.
And I took exception to I felt like we were being attacked by the last ruling that we did. And we didn't have the information.
Well, the applicant's presenter really didn't understand that it's his job to create the record that he's complaining about not existing. You know, he's telling us, well, you didn't have a record for this, you didn't have a record for that. Well, this is your job. You're supposed to tell us how you're going to fix this.
Yeah.
And what we're being asked to do is just ignore all that and grant it.
Yeah.
Right.
Because we want to help this poor lady
out. Right, we do.
We all want to help this poor lady out, but
yep.
We can't just kick the can down the road.
Right.
We got to figure it out. But we want to figure it out. You're right, Bruce.
Well, she can put a road through her house
like
on its property if she has to.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that would be an easier solution.
That's going to be, to me, that's her easiest path.
Yeah.
Just pull off the road, get on your own property.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, and be done with it.
It's just a shame that it's gone this far.
Oh, I
agree.
And I feel for the time and expense.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, I do too. I just don't feel like she's had the correct representation.
She hasn't had.
I also wonder if there are conversations that need to be happening outside of this forum that are not happening between neighbors who could work this out.
That's basically what I meant.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what needs to be happening, but
which speaks to what
Bruce was saying earlier. The fact of the matter is I probably no one has what they should have.
Right.
You know,
they were complaining about trees that were cut down on their property. You
yeah,
know,
well,
so
who,
I think there's a whole lot.
Yeah, who cut the trees
right.
And who was, you know, what was that all about?
Yeah.
So a lot of stuff outside of what we do. So we're going to defer action and leave the record open.
Yeah, yes. And Mr.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion that we leave the record open and defer action on 2024-09, Lorraine Brown.
And then leave the record open for review. Yes.
Yep, I second the motion.
Moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2024-09, Lorraine Brown, leaving the record open for the staff and legal counsel to research the easement and related aspects. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Next item was subdivision 2023-07, Seaside.
So on this one, and speaking of Mr. Whitehouse, the letter was sent to the school district, but we still need time for them to respond. What I would suggest, because there's another element of this timing-wise, we have two meetings that are pushed early in December, and then we don't meet again until later in January. So I would say hold them open till the December 4 meeting for any written comment with respect to, received from the school district or respect to the school district's response. And leave the record open till the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of December 4, 2024.
Go for it.
Okay, that is my motion to defer 2023-07 Seaside to receive written input from the school system.
And the public.
And the public.
Until December 24.
Until December 4, 2024.
I second the motion.
The move and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2023-07 Seaside, leaving the record open to receive response from the school district and the public, with the record remaining open until December 4, 2024. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, carried. Next item is conditional use number 2270, Gregory Mitchell. Good grief.
So this one, I have a comment on it, not about this one in particular, but this is just a request in general. You know, we just today got a site plan on it. Can we not schedule public hearings if people don't have all their stuff in? You know, we've got so much stuff that's backlogged, and I know we're trying to help this individual because he's, you know, it's darn near a home occupation, but.
No, not that one. This is the racetrack.
This is the racetrack.
Oh, the race. Never mind. What I just said, forget it. Next one. Sorry.
See what happens. Wait a minute. How's that a home occupation? It's late.
See what happens when you schedule five hearings and keep us here late?
It was coming.
Anyway, Mr. Butler, what's your pleasure?
On the public record.
I'm in favor of the racetrack. I know there's some complaints about noise.
Yeah.
Houses near racetrack is kind of what you
I'm in favor.
Also,
I mean, first of all, it's already happening.
Yeah.
And whether or not it was non-conforming or whatever, that's just Vince pointed out. That ship sailed years ago. It's there. We're not going to stop it. And as long as we can keep the noise from not being any worse, I think
I appreciate the fact they had.
They're willing to put mufflers on. That's unheard of in dirt track racing. So they're trying to be a good neighbor.
I do think we need to think about the Sunday hours.
The Sunday hours. The other thing I thought about is we could back them down till 10 o'clock.
And I was feeling that as well.
Yeah, let them start earlier.
Agreed. But let's take some time and think about it.
Yep.
No, you go.
One of you do it.
Somebody
do it.
Additional use 2270 Gregory Mitchell.
Second.
The move and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2270 Gregory Mitchell. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Carried. Our next item is
now
conditional use number 2455 James L. Sturgis.
So on now this one, it turns out, so if we've got such a backlog, and I know we want to help folks, but, you know, we just got the site plan today. You know, there was just a tax card and a survey, and the survey didn't even show the property or where anything was going to be located. We're too backed up. I mean, like Bruce said, we had five tonight. Really, I would ask staff that if that happens again, just tell them we're not scheduling until you get all your stuff in. You know, don't even put them on the calendar, slot them in or anything, you know?
Totally agree.
Yeah. I'm sorry, maybe I jumped the gun.
No. For the most part, I think we are.
I know. You guys are doing a really good job.
We're trying. I think this came in, early 2023. So we have Amy and I are both planner techs. We're working really hard to go through the files and make sure that they do have their appropriate.
And you guys have been doing a great job. You know, this one just seems like it somehow fell through the
cracks. Yeah, I'm not sure how that one got through, but.
I had no idea we didn't have a site plan for that one.
We're trying to
make
better efforts.
So.
We know you'll do better. Thank you so much.
You guys do a great job.
Thank you.
All right, so here's some of my issues. We have cars going, we have cars everywhere, we have trash everywhere out in the yard. Call and check, sorry for putting you on the spot, Jamie. It was violated in March.
Your mic's not on, so
there
you
go.
I seem to get hurt anyway. But there's engines sitting outside. There's no storage, and an oil pan putting it under the car and collecting the oil is not the proper answer. You're going to have waste from brakes, which carry asbestos. Some are asbestos-free, but some of them still have it. You're going to have transmission fluid. You're going to have all that stuff. And then you're going to be putting it in a residential structure.
Big.
But, you know, I mean, cars catch on fire. We've had it. But, I mean,
operating an auto repair business in a structure connected to a residence?
It's not technically connected. It's got a deck in between.
That deck is flammable.
You're correct, but I'm just saying by technicality.
Yeah, if the fire marshal got involved with that, there'd be some heavy, heavy.
Not only that, it's close to, it was spread quickly.
Yep.
Well, if he's not already working on equipment, which is what he testified, and all that mess is out there already, what's it going to look like if he really starts work there? Because it's a site.
It gets busy.
Yeah.
I wrote a grocery list here, a fenced area, no more than 6 cars, oil hazardous material storage per Denrec, suitable bathroom for employee, because he said he was going to have one. And customer, I'm just blowing through this list, I'm tired. Proper fire protection, metal dumpster for brakes, tire disposal per Denrec, which is only about 10 tires, unless you're a commercial facility, and then you have to put them under a roof.
Well, sounds good. Maybe you would want to consider deferring action so that you can.
I'm going to do that. I just want to run that by everybody.
Work with our council.
Are you all, you know, without, is there, are you guys just in favor?
I don't think it's a good idea.
I'm not in favor of it. We love to help business, but I think he needs to drop back and punt, put together a site plan, clean everything up, and come in here and make a record.
Council, what do you want to do?
Well, let's defer either way. That just gives me some guidance.
Let's see if anybody feels differently in a day or two, but.
I'd like to defer conditional use 2455 James L. Sturgis.
I second the motion.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2455 James L. Sturgis. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, carried. I know what we have done sometimes, though, is when we've denied something like that, we have waived the fee for reapplication if they.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
We could at least do that much more.
I would be interested.
So, if that's what we decide to do, we'll see. Our next item is conditional use number 2520 Twin Branches LLC.
I have no issues.
Motion to approve.
Go ahead and make a motion.
ASAP.
I'd like to make a motion to defer conditional use 2520 Twin Branches LLC.
I second the motion.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2520 Twin Branches LLC. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That completes our agenda for the evening. Mr. Whitehouse, do you have anything to add for the good of the order or an update or anything?
Just to note, thank you to the commission for scheduling 5 applications. I can confirm going into December, the agendas are looking a lot lighter,
especially
your second meeting in December, because we have back-to-backs coming up. Is lighter. So,
thank you.
Okay.
And just a reminder, I won't be here on the 4th.
Okay, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing.